Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The center fielder, Turner Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Valley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob Scanlon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reed hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seitzer strikes out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Raines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Raines reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Valley for a passed ball. Raines moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Nilsson moves to second. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2-2. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Lavallier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lavallier hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Valentin, and towards Reed, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Grebeck moves to second. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Valley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Valley moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valley moves to third. Reed moves to second. Turner Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Raines strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Nilsson moves to third. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck fields it and throws to home to get Nilsson. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura strikes out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Reed. The throw from Lavalier and he is safe. Reed steals second. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. Lavalier goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Valley and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Raines moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Raines scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 0-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Nilsson is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jaha is 0-2 in the game. Jaha hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lavalier is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Johnson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Raines is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Raines hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Leary is 0-2 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valley is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Valentin is 0-2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 1-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Franco is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Franco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ventura is 0-3 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with Lloyd covering, for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jackson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Grebeck is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Howitt now playing right field. Bill Spears pinch hits for Jody Reed. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Spears strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seitzer moves to third. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Spears now playing shortstop. Alex Diaz now playing center field. Matt Mieske now playing right field. Troy O'Leary now playing left field. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lavalier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Zupczyk now playing left field. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-3 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.